Finally today, this is the time of year when it's pretty common to hear someone complaining about the so-called war on Christmas. Whoever designs the cups at Starbucks knows what I'm talking about. But America's relationship with the Christian holiday is pretty complex. Like, I had no idea until today that Christmas used to be illegal in Massachusetts and much of New England and remained taboo here until at least 1870 when the feds declared it a national holiday. Hard to believe in 2015, but the world's one-man history desk, Chris Wolfe, says it is true. What's this about, Chris? Because Massachusetts, as we know, was founded by English folks seeking to practice their form of Christianity in their own way. So how come they didn't like Christmas?
Well, Marco, they're called Puritans because they wanted to purify the church of all its old pagan and pre-Christian customs and legacies. The, you know, the things that are kind of rooted in Germanic and Celtic folklore. They were just anathema to the Puritans. So, you know, decking your halls with boughs of holly and ivy, or making fires and lighting candles, or hanging gaudy decorations, or carousing and singing to keep the old year alive, kissing under the mistletoe. Puritans thought it was all extremely unchristian and fought pretty hard to stamp this nonsense out in their new city upon a hill, the new Jerusalem they were building in America. Even feasting was not approved. They, instead of calling it Yuletide, they'd call it Fool's Tide.
So Puritans, but they're Christians. So what did they do on December 25th, the alleged day of Jesus' birth?
Nothing. Unless it fell on the Sabbath, it was treated like an entirely normal working day. Everyone was expected to work like it was just any other day, or go to school, or whatever it was that you were doing. I mean, their argument is simply that there's nothing in Scripture to warrant the celebration of Christ's birth. They denounced it as like kind of, Christmas is kind of a sly trick invented by the early Catholic Church to kind of graft Christian ideas onto the old kind of pagan ways of Europe that celebrated the birth of the new year with the solstice and what have you. And so the Puritans saw it as superstitious at best, or possibly heretical. So ministers for a time could be arrested for even holding a Christmas service, ministers of religion. You know, and anyone caught celebrating Christmas for about a generation in the 1600s would be subject to a fine of 5 shillings, which is about a week's wages.
So if I were to go out caroling at the time, would Puritans arrest me?
Yeah, I mean, Christmas was actually like tolerated from 1681. But after that, anyone caught making merry or just being, you know, doing anything like a Christmas revel would be arrested and fined for disturbing the peace way into the 18th
wow.
century. And it slowly became a little bit more tolerant, but still cultural taboo well into the late 1800s.
Christmas, as I said, was made a federal holiday in 1870. But like in 1869, were the Puritans still like, we're going to arrest people if you celebrate Christmas?
Yep. They would literally go around making sure that schools were open and that people were working, and really not happy about it. I think some social historians are suggesting that the poor servants who came to New England for work rather than for their faith kept the old traditions alive. And then in the 19th century, the population of Massachusetts is transformed with mass immigration, you know, especially from Ireland. And so, you know, everything suddenly becomes more popular. And then Ulysses S. Grant, that was president in 1870, thought it would be a great idea to unify the country by imposing Christmas on New England.
Well, can you imagine if that happened today? We are going to impose Christmas today, whether you like it or not. Well, that is what's happening, isn't it?
I couldn't possibly comment.
The world's Chris Wolfe. Thank you, as always.
You're welcome, Marco. And I can say it now. Merry Christmas.
All right, all right. Christmas is still 2 days away. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. See you tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.